Now, if you're in the city and you're interested in new media art forms, you might like to get around the Constellations by Deluxe Media Arts. Next Tuesday, they're going to be hosting one of their many live events in Redfern, but never fear if you can't make it, it's also going to be available as a podcast. Here to chat with us today and tell us a little bit more about the program is curator Beck Dean. Beck, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So could you tell us a little bit about the program and the live events being hosted for those who might not have heard of it?
Yes, so basically what we were interested in doing was just creating a series of events for art and science and technology discourse. And so what I've done with these 12 events is invite artists and their key scientific or technological collaborators to come and talk about why they collaborate and the kinds of projects that they're making. So it's a great opportunity to sort of talk to kind of both sides of this kind of equation, I guess, about their interest in coming together to make new forms of art.
And how did you go about sourcing the artists and go about creating it?
Sorry?
How did you go about finding the artists involved?
Oh, so I'm basically an interdisciplinary art curator. That's my focus. And so I know a lot of these people and what they're doing in the field. And I'm kind of really interested in bringing that kind of, I guess it's kind of a cloistered sort of area of practice. It's like it has its own audience, and there's a lot of people that, you know, their concept of art really stops at painting, and we kind of need to be able to talk about this in a broader kind of sense and to broader publics. And so that was the idea behind making a podcast series, so that we can actually talk about these ideas to a broader possible group of people.
And I read as well, each month focuses on a different project. This month is on life and death boundaries, which is really cool. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so the artist that is coming in to speak with us is Helen Pinor, and she's kind of really interested in what she calls sort of liminal spaces, like spaces between life and death. So I actually first worked with Helen on a project that she did about heart transplantation with artist Peter Clancy. And lately she's been looking at death, and the idea that death isn't a moment, it is actually an extended period of time. And so she's actually been working with a scientist who is a regenerative cell biologist who works at the Max Planck Institute for Molecular Cell Biology in Dresden, and his name is Jochen Rink. And so she's actually been working in his laboratory to do some of this work.
It sounds really, really cool, and it's always a topic that really fascinates people, I think, the sort of real boundaries of life and death.
Yeah, so our understanding of death is quite, it's changed over time, and, you know, we used to sort of measure the point of death when the heart stops beating. Now, because, you know, organ transplantation is such a real necessity, it's brain activity that now is the is where we measure life and death. But actually the body dies over a much longer period of time, and that's the kind of thing that Helen is looking at. But Jochen's lab is really interesting because they work with creatures that regenerate after very traumatic kinds of experiences. So they work with these cute little worms called planarian worms. If any of you are interested in this, just Google planarian worm time-lapse and you will see a worm getting cut into two, and then the one half that's missing a head grows a new head, and the one
what?
Half that's missing a body grows a new body.
What?
Yeah, so she... so that it's just a really... I mean, obviously there's areas of human medical practice where, you know, things don't, we don't regenerate. So, you know, when people become paraplegic to do with sort of spinal cord issues, we can't sort of regenerate those nerves. And so there's a lot of research going on into sort of how we can make those connections again through regeneration. Lots of scientists are working around that. And so that's where sort of Helen and Jochen meet, is at this interesting point of regeneration.
It sounds really, really cool. Before I let you go, Becca, how can people get involved?
So basically there's two ways of getting involved. You can come along to our live recordings and you have an opportunity to ask your own questions. And they're happening at 107 in Redfern, which is a groovy artist-run venue, and it's free. And, you know, if you're like me and you like a bit of food for thought on a Tuesday night, come down. So we're doing them sort of first and last Tuesdays of the month, but just check our website and, yeah, the information's on there.
Brilliant. Beck, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
That was Beck Dean. She's the curator of a program called The Constellations by Deluxe Media Arts. It's on, as she said, at 107 Redfern next Tuesday. We'll get all the links for you up in the podcast.